fake documents because
Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get how they are allowed to get away with this. And then when you finally have someone who's willing to help and do the members, they find a frivolous reason to get rid of them. And once again, you're suing the NTA. If you win money, the people who caused this harm is not going to be held accountable. It's going to be the taxpayers of New York State that's going to be held accountable for their malfeasance, right? So, I mean, I'm very happy that we did this show because now it goes from us assuming what was happening to actually having someone say, hey, nah, you guys are right for the most part. You know, it didn't make no sense for them why they got rid of me and what they did, and I was helping the members. And I've never seen someone get praised like you ever in workers' comp. I mean, you even said that you helped me. I don't remember, but I'm going to take your word for it because I got paid a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? I got paid a couple of times. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel morally, or do you think anything criminal is going on up in workers' comp?
Now, we got some good news. We got the phone lines open. The phone lines are open. You can call in live 563-999-3714. Listen. 563-999. Matter of fact, let me put this on the screen real quick. 563-999-3714 if you want to ask Ms. Cruz any question about comp, how they work, whatever the case is. The number's on the screen, 563-999-3714. This is y'all time to shine now. Y'all get to ask the questions and ask anything that I may have missed. So I'm going to be paying attention to the phone lines and things of that nature. What is the status of your lawsuit right now? How do you feel about your case? You think you're going to win? That's good because, you know, they should not be able to get away with this. Workers' comp is in shambles. If you ask me, I think that everyone should get fired, and they need to find out a new way of how to do this stuff. Like I said, anyone, we got our first caller. You ready for our first caller? Let me get the first caller on the line. Caller 6562, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, they hung up. They got cold feet that quick. Yeah, like I said, the phone lines is open. You can call in live 563-999-3714. Call in. Ask Ms. Cruz whatever you would like to ask her. Yeah, we got to make that clear. Is there any, as far as when you used to deal with the attorneys, the workers' comp attorneys at comp, is there any workers' comp firms that you feel did a great job representing their clients? All right, that sounds good. We got the call. Let's get back to this caller. Let's see if this caller don't get cold feet this time. Caller 6562, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
All right, that sounds good. We got the call. Well,
hold on one second. Yeah. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Tramel. It's
How
Rebecca. I'm good. I got disconnected before.
How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm good.
All right, no problem.
Yes, I can hear you.
Lizette, can you hear the caller?
Yes, I can, Tramel.
Can you hear
Rebecca,
me?
did you hear Lizette?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Could you turn down whatever you have in the background? Because it sounds like you're watching me on something.
Yeah, okay. Turn that one
just
off.
Talk to me like you're talking to me on the phone. So what is your question to Ms. Cruz?
Cruz, I dealt with you before when you was working, and I used to have to email you like 2 and 3 times before I would get any response. And the only way I used to get the response is when I used to CC my lawyer and CC the union. Then I would get a response. But you were very courteous, and you were very helpful when I did get through to you. You're like one of the good ones that was there. Now we got like, it really hasn't changed so much because I'm out on comp now, and my injury was due to a negligence of someone from another department, and transit was controverting my case for 4 months and controverted when I was injured due to the negligence of someone in another department.
Can you answer that, Ms. Cruz?
I can't hear her.
No,
you can hear me?
You, for some reason, Rebecca, you're not going to... Yeah, I hear you, Rebecca. For some reason, you're not going to be able to hear her, but she's going to answer your question.
Oh, okay. I'll put that up.
She's answering your question. She's answering your question now. She's answering your question now. Yeah, Ms. Cruz.
Okay. Okay. Got you.
Well, I'm pretty familiar. I'm pretty familiar with her case. So her situation is that I think she was taking the train through a wash, and another employee turned on the wash system, and basically the chemicals and stuff got into her mouth, her eye, that type of stuff, and they controverted her claim. I've never seen that before. Now, let me ask you a question as far as, like, when you get to the appeal process and the TA want to, like, file a frivolous appeal, are they held accountable for that? Now, let me ask you a question as far as the comp examiners are concerned. Because it seems as if it's a us versus them thing. Are they supposed to be helpful towards us, or are they supposed to be our adversaries during this whole process? Are you aware of any quotas that comp have to meet as far as controversies are concerned? But it happens anyway. As far as you wouldn't be aware of any quotas, but how does the comp department measure? Like, if I'm the boss of the comp department, how can I measure if my employees are doing a good job or not? What's the measuring stick? Because I would think that you know, a company with morals would be like, well, making sure that people get paid, making sure that they get medical treatment, make sure that they don't miss a payment. But then the other side, what's actually happening is missing payments, not getting paid, forced back to work. How is the – yeah, you can answer. Got it. Well, we got a couple of callers. Now, callers, I want y'all to know what's going on here. She can hear you ask the question. So after you ask your question, you're not going to be able to hear her response unless you're watching live. So ask your question precisely so she can answer, and then we get to the next caller. So caller 3550, you now live on Progressive Action TV. Once again, ask your question precisely. She can hear you ask the question, but you may not hear her response. So ask your question precisely, and you're going to get the response. You can watch it on the playback. So she can answer, then we get to the next caller. Caller 3550. Hey, what's going on?
Jermell, my brother, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and
Jermell,
clear.
Jermell, my brother, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hey, this is Jay Bailey, RTO's favorite person who likes to who slept through the pick. Ms. Cruz, how are you?
She can't listen. She can't hear you. I mean, she can hear you, but you can't hear her. So just ask the question so she can answer it. Yeah.
Yeah, Ms. Cruz, is there a guide, maybe a PDF or something where every employee can see what is the guide for the whole workers' comp process?
That's his background. I got to cut them off when they got the background too loud. But, yeah, you can answer the question. All right, there we go. Jay Bailey, my guy, I hope that answered your question. Listen, when y'all call in, please talk to me like you're talking on the phone. Don't have the show playing in the background because it disturbs everything. We can hear it. It's throwing Ms. Cruz off because she's still thinking that you're asking the question. So just ask the question and be as precise as you can. The number to call in is 563-999-3714. We're going to take as many calls as we can. Let me get to the next caller, 5928, 5928. You're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, good evening. My name is Jasmine. My question to Ms. Cruz is, first I want to say I'm proud of you. My question is, do you feel that your superiors targeted you with the BS termination about you sleeping because they know where you came from and what you know?
That's a good question. Well, Lizette, why would they want someone like you with your work ethic that's actually helping members to get up to a higher position to actually make the changes that will be beneficial to the members instead of forcing them back to work injured? Why would they do that? Exactly what it is. Let me follow up with Jasmine. Jasmine, do you have any follow up questions?
Let me follow up with Jasmine.
No, I don't.
Jasmine, do you have any follow up questions?
No,
I worked for Lizette for years and I'm just proud of her.
No,
okay,
I don't.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
No, I worked for Lizette for years.
Yeah, there we go. Once again, y'all could call in live, 563-999-3714, 563-999-3714. We have former MTA manager Lizette Cruz from the Workers' Comp Department fired for sleeping on the job, but that was just an excuse. They got rid of her because she was actually helping the members, and we know that Workers' Comp is not about helping the members. And I'm quite sure after this show, there's going to be a meeting in that workers' comp department, because don't think that I stopped or started here with this interview with Ms. Cruz. I'm in contact with New York State Comptroller Office. The conversations are starting. I am also talking to New York State Assembly people regarding workers' comp. So all of this stuff that's happening, it's going to come crumbling and crashing down because they got some answers They got some questions to answer, and we go get to the next caller. Caller 6483, you now live on Progressive Action TV. What is your name and where are you calling from?
How you doing, Tramell? It's Garcia. Well, I have two questions for the guest. One, what would you have done differently? And two, what advice you have for those people being retaliated against or being watched more closely for doing the right thing? Those are my two questions. Thank you.
Great answer. Let's get to the next caller. Caller 4243, you now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, 4243. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes, my name is Russell. I'm calling. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, how much time do one have to appeal a denied decision with workers' comp?
Thanks for your question.
And thank you.
Yeah, I hope that answered the question. Once again, you guys could call in live 563-999-3714. We got a couple of more minutes left with Ms. Cruz. I mean, she has given some very valuable information. And like I said, Lizette, thanks, you know, for coming on the show, for being even brave to do it. You have people who are fired, who still scared to death to speak, and they don't understand that when you choose silence, you choose the side of the oppressor every time. Every time, especially in an environment like the MTA. And, you know, I've been on the chopping block. They've targeted me. They've wanted to fire me. And I don't get their ideology with me is that, if I get fired, what you think, that I'm going to stop this work? I'm definitely going to not play by the rules in some form or fashion. You know what I found funny is that once I announced that we was having a show, the MTA put out an email saying, hey, if you need help with comp, you know, hit me up. But they didn't know what you was actually going to come out here and speak about. And the things that you're saying that they're doing, it's indefensible. They can't even defend it if they wanted to. Right? Because I know that there's a lot of other people in that department that feel like you, but they just afraid to speak up. Let's get to the next caller. Caller 5298, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Shepherd. I have a question about the IME. Do you feel that the IMEs are used purposely against against the members? I know in my case, the judge ordered that my payments were to immediately start after I had my surgery, 2 months after my surgery, and my adjuster getting my postoperative report multiple times. I still hadn't got paid. When I finally got in contact with her supervisor, he confronted her in person with me on the phone, and the next day she sent me a letter to go see the IME. So my question is, I think a lot of us feel the IMEs are in cahoots with workers' comp to not pay the members as much. Do you feel that's true?
That's a great question. The IME question. That's a great question. Let's let Ms. Cruz answer, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
But yeah, let's be clear though, Lizette. Let me ask you this: who pays the IME? All right. So, right. So, how can you remain independent if you're getting paid from the party that you work for? But let's be clear, the predisposed, right? They smart enough not to do the obvious, right? But let's think back to economics again. If you have the MTA paying your bills, right? And you're not giving, the MTA is in the business of a service, right? And you're not meeting their needs of either A, reducing payments or getting injured employees back to work through that mechanism. So just to be clear, if the IME is actually doing their job, right, and not doing the MTA bidding, like as we say, as another level of getting an employee back to work, is the MTA going to continue to hire that IME if they are not sending workers back to work? So who determines what IME to use? Is there someone who monitors to say that these IME doctors are good or are bad? Like, what mythology does the MTA use to actually use a specific IME? So to be clear, and I want you to explain this, when you talk about results, what results are you talking about that will make an examiner use this comp doctor over another? I know that you said that you don't think no criminality is happening, but that seems like some RICO corrupt stuff to me over there. That seems pretty like RICO-ish to me. Organized, that seemed like organized crime to me. You know, you putting injured workers back to work through all these different mechanisms, and you're saying that these IME vendors are supposed to be on rotation, but the examiners is like, look, I got to get these people back to work. Because let's be real, if members are getting back to work, it's less work for the examiner. Case closed. Right? So why wouldn't their motive for getting people back to work is so they could lighten up their caseload? Right? So I'm glad that you brought that. So this is corrupt. This is absolutely corrupt. And then once again, if you're keeping them out, then guess what you're doing? If you're helping members get paid, you're giving the case examiners more work, so it's easier for them to be against you. Right? Oh, you know, if she get this position, she's going to actually do the right thing, and she's going to give us more work because it is, you know, if we get people back to work, you know, we don't have to worry about doing our job. So, I mean, yo, that's pretty crazy. 563-999-3714, 563-999-3714, please call in. Phone lines are open. Let me get to this caller. I think this is Rebecca again. 6562, Progressive Action TV. What's your name? Are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, Tremel's me, Ty.
Todd, you know, I was like, this is Rebecca number. Todd, yeah, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
What's your question for Ms. Cruz?
Well, my question for Ms. Cruz is, now that she's felt what we went through as far as employees, how does she feel? How is her overall feeling now that she knows exactly what we deal with, what we go through firsthand? because she filed paperwork that she had a medical condition, it was disregarded. And then they used, you know, their willpower, their will play to terminate her. I want to know, how does she feel? Does it better acclimate her for her fight against transit? Does she have a better understanding of what we deal with? Like, how is her moral overall about it? That's what I want to know.
Good question, Ty. She's going to answer. Thank you for calling in. That's a great response. And, you know, listening to your story when you said that, you know, when they did fire you and then they tried to cause further harm to you by denying your unemployment and having you fight through that, that's a lot of the stuff that the actual members go through here with a union. And it's like you being a part of a department in this agency that eats members alive, and then your department turn on you, and then they decide to eat you alive. I know that has to be a horrible feeling, especially when you know that you are doing your job. I have yet to. You've been gone since November 2022. I just got a new comp case in February, and it seemed like nothing has changed. In fact, it has gotten worse. And like I said, for myself, I'm trying to see. I'm waiting for them to appeal my case frivolously, because their argument, even at my court date in January, was frivolous. Like, it didn't even make no sense. And the judge basically shut them down. I'm going to take a couple of more callers, maybe one or two more callers. You can call in live, 563-999-3714. Once again, 563-999-3714. We have former MTA workers' comp manager Lizette Cruz telling the truth about what happens in the workers' comp department. Caller 3550. Caller 3550. You now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's Jay Bailey again. Ms. Cruz, real quick, what can employees do to fight back against the delay tactics from the workers' comp department?
Good question. Let me ask you that question, because when some members get attorneys, the case examiner refuses to talk to the employee no more once they figure out that they retained attorneys. Why is that? Yeah, I noticed that that happened. For everyone that's watching right now, I need you guys to make sure that you like and subscribe, whether you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe. Let me put this screen on the show real quick. Make sure that you subscribe. Look, make sure you hit that Cash App too. The Cash App is Progressive Action 100. Listen, nobody is giving y'all information like this. There's absolutely no platform in New York City Transit, either on the employees, on employer side or the union side, or a regular employee side independently doing this type of work. You would not get this information if it wasn't for Progressive Action. So make sure that you guys hit the Cash App. The Cash App is $Progressive Action 100. Also, you could join the YouTube channel for 99 cents a month. Yes, just 99 cents a month. Make sure to subscribe to the Facebook. Everything. Retweet. If you're watching on Twitter, retweet it. Let's make this happen. Let's make this big. Call in live, 563-999-3714. If you have any questions or comments for Ms. Cruz, because if it wasn't for her stepping up, we won't have this information. She shed light on so many things that we were thinking were happening, and she basically substantiated those thoughts that, you know, basically we were having. So, Ms. Cruz, anything else you would like to touch on regarding this interview before we shut it down? No problem. I mean, thanks for your bravery. Thanks for being honest. Thanks for being transparent. Thanks for having the moral compass, because those things are, we don't see too often within our management here in New York City Transit. And it seems as if the people who get promoted to these high positions don't possess the qualities that you have. Let me take this next call. I want to give everybody a chance to speak. 4746, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. Can you please turn me down in the background? Just talk to me on the phone. 4746,
all right,
what's the name?
Where
you calling from?
This is Martinez.
Hello, 47.
Buses.
Martinez, how you doing?
Good, brother. I want to say hi to Lisette, because she helped me out one time. She was very helpful, good people. And my question is, who decides, like in my case, I was assaulted, bus operators, I was assaulted while sitting in the chair in service. And they denied my case because they said not performing my duties. Who decides that when there was videos?
Good question. Good question. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, bro.
I mean, once again, let's go back to what you said in part one of the show. Maybe a manager called in and said, hey, controvert this claim because of X, Y, and Z. Now, you can't sit in a chair as a bus operator unless you're on duty. Now, it's possible that he could have been a swing on a road. He could have been on his lunch break on a road, eating his food or whatever the case is. But he was in the seat because of his job duties, and then, you know, they denied his claim. This ain't the first time that I heard of this. I've heard of them controverting claims because the person was on lunch. Interesting. If he calls back in, I'll we're going further. But that's interesting. So if they saying that you're not performing your duties, it should not affect your comp claim, but it can affect your differential, is what you're saying. Interesting. Let me ask you about that, because with these IMEs, right, why isn't the information, like, it don't explicitly say MTA or IME. It comes from whatever vendor that the MTA decide to use, and it looks like spam mail. And members do miss their some members miss their appointments because of spam mail. Now, if you're scheduled for IME, is your case examiner supposed to tell you that you're scheduled for IME outside of the vendor contacting you, telling you to report to the IME? Oh, you know, that's what I did. That's what I did to beat my case. I used informed delivery. I don't understand, if the examiner is setting a date for the IME, why can't the examiner send out an email or create some type of positive communication with the employee to say, hey, you have an IME on this date. Make sure that you appear. That's insane. It's wild that you're saying this, because everything that I thought about this department was worse than even what I thought. So it's crazy that you're saying it. But we're going to take one more caller before we get out of here. Caller 47, 46.
Hey, how you doing, bro? This is Martinez again.
Please turn me. Oh, yeah, Martinez again. I'm glad he called back. Can you just turn me down in the background? Just talk to me on the phone. Yeah.
I know you
heard what Ms. Cruz said. Can you clear up anything that she said, and you can ask your follow up question.
Yeah. Well, I was in service. It was my first run. I was definitely in service, and they just choose not to pay me my differential, and those are the tactics that they use not to pay your differential. Now, it took me 8 months to get paid on an assault claim, and then when I waited the eight months to get paid, they only paid me my 40 hours. They didn't pay me a differential, and this is what they use not to pay me a differential. Now, there's videos, and that's proof that I was assaulted. I got police report, ambulance, have everything. And they still deny it. I would like to know who puts that title on that paper, on that denial, stating not performing your duties. They must be a blind person because they didn't see the video.
Good. Thanks for the follow-up question. She's on the answer right now. Thanks for calling in again.
All right, brother.
Well, let's talk about that now. I mean, answer his question, and then let's get into that before we get out of it. They actually did that to me, where I asked for a financial report of all my comp checks, and I added everything up. I realized that they cheated me out of $10,000. So I said, this is not adding up to what it's supposed to be. And they end up cutting me a check for, I think, like $10,000. But I wouldn't have known if I didn't ask for that, the financial, I forgot the name of the paper, but it's basically an audit of all the checks that they have given you on the comp side and the differential side. And when they restored me, I realized that they cheated me out of, like, now I maybe have to do a show about that, of what the paperwork looked like and how they cheated me. Now, in Mr. Martinez's case, when they say that someone wasn't performing their duties, how would a claim examiner know that this person wasn't performing their duties? I mean, I think he said that his case was, it took him 8 months to get paid. There may be some lingering issues that his union should be able to to resolve. But this is I just don't get, like, all of these issues is going on and there's a blind eye, you know, with it. And I think, listen, to the members out there, we got to do something about this. We got to go have a rally in front of 2 Broadway. We got to go back in front of Jan Oliva House. I got a line on Richard Davey, where he lives at. We got to do something. We have to do something, and we have to hold them accountable, because people only care about situations when the problem hit their doorstep. None of these case managers care, because they could deny your claims. Guess what? You're not going to do nothing. It's not going to affect them. They're not going to be held accountable. It's just the way of life in the workers' comp department. And the information that Ms. Cruz shared with us is super important. It's super important. I don't understand how, you know, we cannot make a move after this. I don't even know how the union, I know they watching, how can they be idle knowing all this information now coming from the inside? There's a problem with workers' comp. I think that it should go to the highest level in the state, which is the governor. I think that the Attorney General, who I, Letitia James, who I will be contacting and sending everybody in Albany these shows to show how the MTA is functioning, because Now what I'm going to have to go through is that they're going to appeal my case, and I'm going to have to go through this process live. But what's good about it is that, once again, I go through this appeal process during this time. The, why these appeals take so much, so long, 6 months to a year to get resolved, that's insane. That's insane. Why, when these lawyers are making these decisions to appeal these cases, why aren't they held accountable for filing frivolous claims? I know that it's our lawyer's job to argue that point, but to even argue that point, it takes months, probably like 8 months or whatever the case is, to even, you know, deal with that. So it seems like the workers' comp department does what they want to do. The bosses in the MTA see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing. You know, plausible deniability. They're acting like they don't know what's going on. They're going to get these videos. And we're going to stop acting like there's nothing that we could do. There's a lot that we could do. You want to say something? So the name of the game for the comp department is get the injured employee back to work. We get the injured employee back to work. That's less work for the case examiner. It clears their load, less to worry about. It helps with employee availability, in which the union is in bed with the management. With this is corruption. I don't care what you say. You know, you say I don't think it's criminality, but this seemed like some RICO and organized crime. You know, we in America, and we talking about a company like the MTA, the biggest transportation company in the world, is treating their employees literally like a number. So when we say that the MTA treat us like a number, it's clear because they don't care about no part of how they treat us. You know, not one part whatsoever. Once again, guys, the Cash App is right there, $PROGRESSIVEACTION100. Like, share, subscribe. I don't care what medium you watching right now on Facebook. Please hit the like button. Please share out the video. This is probably one of my most important interviews ever. And I want to tell you this, Lizette. Whichever way that I can further help you to amplify your voice, amplify your case, I'm here for you. My team is here for you. If you have to go to court and you need some support at court or whatever the case is, I could get some members to stand with you. Whatever kind of support that you want to that you may need, just reach out to me. I'll try my best to make it happen because you have given us a lot of support and a lot of insight of what's happening in that department. And I'm very sad to hear what happened to you, but we're going to be praying for you. Like I said, you need any type of support to want to amplify your voice. And I would love to have you as a guest again on this show. Maybe we had to do a part one and a part two because, you know, the live got messed up, but I'm looking forward to doing a part 3, 4, 5 with you. Just in case to cover anything that we may not have covered for these last 2.5 hours. So thank you again. Do you want to leave any contact information where the members could possibly contact you? Email or something? Thanks for blessing us with this interview. I want you to hold on. Let me end the show, and I'll get back to you in a second. There we have it. I know we didn't get everything out there, but we covered so much. Hold on, Lizette. I can still hear you. I still hear you. So I'll say nothing crazy. This has to be one of the most important interviews that I have ever done. She shared a lot of insight, and you know, she lost a lot during this time. Her job, her mom. I can imagine, you know, what she went through as far as like economically, you know, going through that, and you know, fighting the MTA and for unemployment and things of that nature. We work for some tyrants. We work for some people who don't have good moral compasses. If you look at the show that I did yesterday, and you look at how New York City Transit President Richard Davey, his past, and you look at what's going on with the MTA in numerous departments, whether it's RTO, whether it's workers' comp, whether it's buses, whether it's MOW, whatever the case is, they appoint someone like Richard Davey. It makes sense because he upholds this culture of what's really happening. See, the MTA have two cultures. It's what's on paper, and it's what's actually happening in practice. Even when we go through school call, you have school call on paper, and then what actually happens in practice, which is two different lives. And the MTA will turn their head for what happens actually in the field until you mess up, and then they want to use the rule book against you and things of that nature. But for Ms. Cruz to be fired for sleeping with no prior disciplinary history, when I started promoting the show and so many people were saying, she has helped me, she has done this for me, she has done that, nothing but great reviews. Looking at the live comments during the show, and more people came on to say, hey, you know, this is what it is. I think one of her coworkers called in and said, hey, I love working with her. I really hope that this starts a movement, not only in the workers' comp department that needs a complete overhaul. Everyone needs to go. They need new leadership. They need to figure out what's going on. Like I said, I'm in contact with the New York State Comptroller Office. I'm going to reach out to the State Attorney General. I'm going to send this video to every state assembly member that I can, especially the ones that deal with the workers' comp. And we're going to go hard on this issue because it's just crazy the way that they operate. And once again, I need for you guys to please, 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 please share out this show. If you're watching on YouTube, please join the channel. It's only 99 cents a month. Please subscribe. If you're watching on Facebook, share this out on your personal page. Send this to your friend. Share it to whatever groups you may be in. If you're watching on Twitter, retweet it. This is what this platform is for. This platform is exactly for what we're doing. If it wasn't for Progressive Action, I don't even know where you guys will be getting information. But like the saying go, if you build something, they will come. Thanks for tuning in. Signing out, Progressive Action TV, Tramell Thompson. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Hold on one second.